So far, I've offered a view of the afterlife that is open, creative, and full of choices. Step by step, we fulfill our expectations and behold images that fit those expectations. But this view leaves out one aspect that looms large for many people: sin. In Christian belief, sin cannot be overlooked. Otherwise, everyone would go to heaven, and its mixture of good and bad people would too closely resemble earthly life. Hell is payback for sin. The Vedic rishis looked at suffering not as a matter of sin, but as a matter of lost freedom. According to Vedanta, whatever limits our freedom now will continue to operate after we die. In both cases, you are subject to the power of karma. The Sanskrit word karma implies the eternal struggle between good and evil. At the most superficial level, you can build good karma by being good and bad karma by being bad. This matches the Christian concept of choosing between good and evil actions and being rewarded and punished accordingly. Millions of people, East and West, live by that belief. But karma never ends. It's part of the soul's continuous journey, not just a single lifetime of good and bad deeds that lead once and for all to heaven or hell. The catch is that no amount of good karma can win a person's freedom. The Vedic version of hell is never finding a way out, which makes it strangely congruent to Christian hell. Perfect goodness isn't achievable, and bit by bit, the effect of karma will turn the saint's life into the sinner's and vice versa. In truth, the whole system, universe, brain, lower self, higher self, Atman, God, is bound together by karma's invisible force. The law of karma, which underlies every Eastern belief system, holds that none of us can escape paying our karmic debts, and since we accumulate debts every day, we have no choice but keep paying them off lifetime after lifetime. According to the rishis, punishment in the afterlife is the result of unpaid karmic debts. If I commit a crime and don't pay for it here on earth, I will pay by suffering later. The vast majority of near-death experiences turn out to be positive, but some are not. Instead of moving toward a benign and welcoming light, a few people experience the features of hell. They see demons or even Satan himself. They hear sinners crying out in torment. A heavy blackness looms over everything. NDE investigators have found a category of people whom they call earthbound souls, haunted by evil actions and frustrated desires. They are the ghosts of unpaid karma. It's worth remembering that hellish experiences don't depend on dying. People have seen Satan in dreams, visions, imagination, and even in the flesh. Or inside the flesh, if you believe in demonic possession and Satan's ability to take up his abode in a person's body until he's somehow exorcised. Our minds put us in hell, and they can take us out again. Whether suffering is created here on earth or in the afterlife, the causes remain the same, since they can be traced back to the workings of karma. Every culture believes that bad deeds are inescapable in the afterlife. But the rishis open the picture to describe how torment can be escaped in general. Karma is a spiritual value. It applies to the balance of right and wrong. On the material level, it's not self-evident that as you sow, so shall you reap. Wrongdoing escapes notice, much less punishment, all the time. But in spiritual terms, can we observe the difference between someone who is mature and by implication has paid off some debts, and someone who is not? The spiritually mature person pursues a meaningful life through the following. Self-worth. I matter in the divine plan. I am unique in the universe. Love. I am deeply cared for and care for others deeply. Truth. I can see past illusions and distractions. Appreciation and gratitude. I cherish the gifts of creation. Reverence. I can feel and see the sacred. Non-violence. I respect life in all its forms. To live outside these values is painful, and if intense enough, perhaps enough to put a person in hell. So the value of a meaningful life demonstrates the hidden side of karmic debts. When you are free of them, your life becomes fulfilled and deeply worth living.